West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are running at it again. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Brandon, good to see you over there.
Thank you, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I'm doing really good, too. It's been a really, really fast week again. It's been just really good. How are things at the shop this week? Good?
Cranking along.
Awesome.
Busy,
awesome.
Busy. Get to talk to a lot of nice, fun people and all that. See a lot of people up in Escondido. Well, I my office is in Escondido, so at the Escondido store, so I get to see lots of people there when I come in and chat with them and stuff like that.
Nice, nice. Yeah. But I know that Oceanside, too, has been really busy, too.
Oh, it has. All five of them have been really busy. I'm just the one that, I'm just in Escondido a lot. So
I got you.
That's why I get to see a lot of peeps over there. But yes, no, all of them. Yes, and our parking lot is finally done. Escondido that we were building.
Yes.
So that thing is beautiful. We built this big old wall. Yeah, I know. But this big old wall. And backfilled all the slope. So we ended up with like 20,000 square foot more of parking.
That's amazing.
It's in the back. It's storage, but it's perfect. It prevents us. We have so many clients before we'd move cars in and out, you know, early in the morning and to make room for the guys to work and stuff like that. Now we have so much parking and it's lined out like back there. It's that cars just stay until they're ready to be worked on. We don't have to move them in or out or anything like that.
Excellent.
All secure in a great location.
Nice.
Which we have at all locations, but Escondido has a lot higher volume. It's a lot bigger store. So that's why we needed more parking room. And the body shop there did too, that's next to us. So Advanced Collision, Mr. George owns that place. And we decided we really needed the parking for the two of us. So that's what we did. So good stuff. And the body shop always has cars that sit for an extended period of time. So extra space is always good.
Yes.
Always good. And it's glad to see this project come to an end because George was really stressed out about it. He was. So anyway, we're in a good spot. Got much more parking. Fencing's all done. Everything's done. Beautiful wall got finished up. And I tell you what, the guys that these people, GeoGrid, built the wall, amazing job. So anyway, it's not really automotive related, but it is because it's at one of the stores and it gave us a bunch more parking. Mm-hmm. So, really good. Just to watch these guys build this thing was amazing though. As stacks go up, there's like nets that go into the side of the hill, and then they compact the dirt on top of it. That way the wall is locked into 30 feet into the side of the hill. Well, there's no hill anymore, but as they added dirt. There's so much dirt brought in there that just truck after truck after truck to refill that because they compacted it in and all. But they did a great job. A guy named Brian Hepco from Hepco Construction did all the grading and all that part. Really good job he did. So anyway, things worked out well, and now we have plenty of parking. So there you have it. All that wasted space before was just a hill. It's gone. It's not a hill. Now it's a flat parking lot.
Nice.
Yeah, so good stuff as far as that goes. How about you? How's life with your car? Everything good?
All's good here. Nothing to report. It's just been, honestly, just a really good week. Everything's driving nicely, smoothly. Can't complain, honestly. It's been really, really good. So as I have to say, this has like been one of the most positive weeks I've had in quite a few weeks, to be honest. So
really,
like I said, it's been I'm going to Arizona here shortly, so that's gonna be a lot of fun.
Are you driving?
Yes, we are.
Make and sure we're gonna get a good look at your car before you leave.
We sure will. We're gonna be checking out the Padres spring training games this week.
I've heard that's super fun.
Yeah.
I've never gone.
Oh, you should. I think you should. I my family's been there one time last year.
Uh-huh.
And they were able to get pictures with Machado and Tatis right before they were up to bat. So that was how close they were. So
gotcha.
Hopefully we'll get tickets that close this year. I already looked ahead. Doesn't look like it, unfortunately. You really have to purchase your tickets pretty early to get that up close and personal. But otherwise, it looks like a lot of fun. I can't wait to see how this weekend will go. And again, it's been really, really awesome. So well,
get your car into us and get it checked out before you make that road trip over there.
Copy,
are you
copy.
Are you taking little Russie with you?
No, unfortunately not. My wife really wanted me to keep him home with her, so she didn't want
oh,
to
oh, your wife's not going?
Nope, it'll just be me, my dad, my mom, and my sister
oh, okay.
as well.
Okay, gotcha. I thought maybe that...
I wanted to. You have no
gonna,
idea how bad I wanted
Russie
to.
You're going to take little Russie and leave your wife home alone?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's the kind of man I am, I guess.
Well, you know, little Russie likes road trips, I bet.
Mm-hmm. He loves road trips. We were traveling across the state of North Dakota, out like a light the entire time. Didn't wake up once until
go.
We stopped to get coffee, and then that's when he woke up.
Obviously. He said, I want a double latte.
He said a PSL, the pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, PSL. All good stuff for sure. Hey, so today we're talking about automotive components, counterfeit automotive components. So here's the good news. A lot of these come from China. So with the tariffs, it might help cut down on this too somewhat, because they're not going to be so cheap, even though they're junk. So, but we're talking a bit about that, the A2C2 Council, Automotive Anti-Counterfeiting Council, and what they do and how they work to prevent counterfeit automotive parts, because some of these are really dangerous. One of the big ones that you all know is the airbag problem. So, and these things look like airbags. They're put in a car, but there's no airbag in them. So it does create safety concerns and issues, but there's several other parts, and we'll kind of walk over these and go through these. I did a little bit of automotive news. I wanted to, because we're always talking about alternative fuels and electric vehicles, right? I mean, that's a big thing these days, right?
Are you going to be mentioning that one car company that causes me to twitch?
No. What I'm going to talk about is the hydrogen experiment takes a strange turn.
Okay.
So hydrogen cars, you know, like, so there's a couple hydrogen fueling stations. I don't know if you've ever seen these. And there's a couple hydrogen cars out, right?
Okay.
CARB, California Air Resources Board, reveals the number of fueling stations actually shrunk in 2024.
I believe it.
And some open stations only work with a caveat or two. California Air Resources Board reveals data on the state's hydrogen network, noting that the number of hydrogen fueling stations in the state actually shrunk from 2023 to 2024. The number of current stations, most of which are arranged around two large urban areas, is further tempered by irregular service and other technical issues. The recently launched Arches project, or the Alliance for Renewable Clean Hydrogen Energy System, plans for a hydrogen hub in the state, but its stations are still years away. So yeah, so hydrogen fuel cells and cars never quite promised a cross-country drive across the U.S. that took EVs themselves some time to achieve, and taking a hydrogen fuel cell car on an hours-long drive inside California has been a bit more adventurous than doing it with an EV. We know, because we did it a few years ago. Yeah, yeah. The EV drive across the country didn't work out real well either when that happened. Remember that?
Yeah, with like Baker, California, just you're stuck there for 90 miles, or 90, not even, like hours.
Hours,
just
sometimes.
Hours.
Depending, excuse me, I guess I need a nap. Depending on where and how many people are up there, you're right, waiting to get charged. But finding hydrogen fuel, even in the one state where FGEVs have been marketed to drivers, is not becoming easier over time. Not long ago, the California Air Resources released a report that revealed the number of stations in California actually shrunk. First, the good news. Four new stations opened in California since the agency conducted its prior survey in 2023. This includes one station in Riverside, one in Orange County, and two in Oakland. So anyway, yeah.
I was going to say, here in San Diego, there was, I want to say, four stations, two of which worked, but you had to go to Del Mar, or I want to say Mission Valley was the other. No, it was way more North County. I'm going to say Escondido, actually. Maybe
there's
even,
one in Escondido? Maybe, I don't even know where they are, because I don't know.
Maybe even higher than that. I have to look it up. But then there's two other ones. One is still being built, even though it says that for the past 3 years it's been being built. And then the other one says it's there, but we're all out of height. We're all out. Gotcha. We can't do anything about it.
Well, so where they're talking about this, the four stations owned, but however, because seven stations owned by Shell permanently closed, the net number of stations for the analysis is 62, a net decline of three stations since the prior evaluation, that agency said in its latest report. What's more, the 62 station number comes with an asterisk or two. As of last summer, 7 of those 62 stations had been deemed temporarily non-operational by CARB, but were expected to return on active status. Yet another asterisk is a station that might require a reservation ahead of time, thus earning it a TNO status. Once these caveats are accounted for, the number of active and avid stations is a bit more modest. So anyway, so they're saying they have roughly 55 stations.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was going to say, so Escondido still says coming soon, even though it's been 3 years or 4 years. No, I think 6 years it still says coming soon. So they haven't hasn't been officially built. And I was right. It's Mission Valley in Del Mar that has it.
Hey, there's one up in Truckee.
Truckee?
Semi Valley. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Up near...
Coalinga. There's one in Coalinga, too.
Yeah, and then the other one says, we have it, but we're all out. So I don't know why that's still on the website here. If that's, just get it off the website if that's the case. But anyways.
Santa Barbara, Thousand Oaks, you know. There's all kinds of stuff.
But notice that all these hydrogen stations, they're all on the California coastline. I see some up in Washington and near British Columbia.
I was just looking at the California map.
Yeah, so. Nothing else anywhere in the country. These are all the hydrogen. Oh, excuse me. There's one in New Brunswick. I'm so sorry. Let me just point that out too. Oh no, Quebec. For all you French people. So that's it.
For all your French people.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you have it. So good stuff. But
good stuff. I mean, yes, good stuff in a sense. But at the same time, once again, putting the what's the saying? Putting the wagon before the horse.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not go run out and purchase a hydrogen car.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yep. No, I'm going to stick. Gasoline is so convenient. Yeah. So convenient. So.
Do you think it's the storage issue still for hydrogen? It's got to be for me.
Yeah, I think so. And you need a lot more demand for it. They haven't sold a bunch of these cars, you know.
Yep,
so
true.
Why build a gas station for 7 people in the state? You know what I mean?
Yep.
You got, you know, there's got to be money in it if you're going to do it, or otherwise it's not worth doing. So and once again we're back to tariffs cutting they think I don't know, it seems it worked last time, so I'm kind of thinking that this might be a good thing. We'll see how it goes though. I don't know. They're saying that it's going to cut car sales. Tariffs will cut U.S. auto production and lead to layoffs. We'll see. I don't know. I think they bring, like you know, we already talked about the other day, Honda bringing their engine factory back here from Mexico. So yeah. It's going to do a lot of that, too. So we'll see how it goes, you know. And hopefully, I mean, it'd be great if we...
Because between hybrid vehicles... Well, hybrid vehicles are the way to go, obviously. But hydrogen's not also a bad alternative. It's just, again, like we mentioned, we just need a lot more infrastructure behind that industry if you do want us to go out and purchase them. So,
correct.
And again, so EVs, again, one of our things we said was it's scientifically not environmental friendly, but... And the thing we can at least say with that EV thing is that the fact that they do have those charging stations and they're a lot more prolific than the hydrogen ones. Now, whether, again, if it's good for the environment or not, again, we've already discussed that prior, obviously. So
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to go with no. No. You know what you need that gets great gas mileage? A VW Dasher diesel. Did you ever? Oh, no, you're too young. I had a diesel rabbit once. Bought it off a guy when I first got out of the Navy. It needed those were super cool. You rebuild the engine in the car. Mm-hmm. Pop the head off, pop the pistons out the bottom, hone the cylinders real, re-ring, re-rod bearing, put it all back together, put the head back on after doing the valves and all, set her all up, and that thing run like a top. That thing got 50 miles to the gallon.
Oof.
Yeah, it was a good little diesel car. Good little diesel car.
I'm looking at this one that was posted 6 months ago. It's a $250 1979 VW diesel Dasher wagon. It boasts a 1.5, is that L? I think NA IDI diesel power brakes, and it had AC.
Oh, yeah.
48 HP with a top speed of 88 miles per hour.
Wow. Yep. You didn't go up hills fast.
No, definitely not.
Yep. But still a fun car. It was fun to drive. Got great gas mileage. That was the main thing. So, which keeps you in good order. Keeps you in really good order.
Yeah, they said I still get 50 miles per gallon.
See, I told you.
Yeah.
That's good for a car.
They did say that they're going to need new tires, some heater hoses, vacuum lines, and they mentioned in parentheses, 70 miles per hour with no power brakes kind of sucks. That's a big deal to me. And lastly, it says it needs some detailing, which I could tell. But
just a little bit of love, we call that.
Yeah.
So do you want to know the 23 cars and trucks made in Mexico, Canada, and China that are imported in the U.S.?
Sure, why not? Let's go for it.
Chevy Silverado, made in Silao. I don't know where that is. Ford Maverick, made in Hermosillo.
Okay.
Ford Bronco Sport, made in Hermosillo. Ford Mustang Mach-E, made in Cotitlan. Yeah, so that's in Mexico, I presume. Audi Q5, made in San Jose, Chapa. BMW 2 Series, St. Louis Potosi. 3 Series, St. Louis to Potosi. Chevy Equinox EV, and are made in San Luis Potosi. Also, Ramon's Arizalpa, I'm not, in Ontario, Canada. GMC Terrain, it's made out of the country. The Ram 1500 and 2500 are made in Sterling Heights Assembly Plant in Michigan at the Salido Truck Assembly Plant in Mexico. The Ram 1500 is made at the Sterling Heights Assembly Plant in Michigan and at the Salido Truck Plant in Mexico. So it's half and half. The Ram 2500 is made in Salido, Mexico. So, well, VW Jetta, Taos, and Tigawa are made in Pueblo, Mexico. And Honda Fit and HRV are made in Cela, Mexico. There's quite a few vehicle manufacturers in Mexico, for sure.
Yeah. So Honda's moving theirs into America.
Uh-huh.
So that would take care of the Fit and the HRV.
Mm-hmm.
Honda was one of those companies that was looking... They're doing okay financially, right? Because they were looking to buy Nissan.
They were
going
to buy Nissan, yeah.
And Mitsubishi, too.
Yeah, don't mention any Nissans here. Nissans, I think, are made in Tennessee, though.
Oh, okay. I did see the news a couple weeks ago, and you might be happy about this, about the new Nissan Z, because you're a fan of their transmission more than the CRTs.
CVTs.
Oh, CVTs. Yeah. I know financially you like CVTs for sure. Because
they go bad all the
time. Yeah, and you get to see them in your shop more often.
I wouldn't want one in my car, but you know, it's all good. But just so people understand, and then we're going to move on here to some of the parts that we're talking about as far as counterfeit. But the cars for Buick, Volvo, and Polestar are made in China. They will face a 20% tariff of its own. China supplied $18 billion worth of auto parts last year. $18 billion worth of auto parts. So, but here's the deal. To get an idea about how big a deal this is, if the tariffs go in and stay in on cars that are coming in from outside of the country, that will directly be affected. A 25% tariff is imposed. Prices could increase by as much as $12,000 for some models or as little as $4,000 for others. In both cases, that will almost certainly be passed on to U.S. buyers. Of course it will. Somebody's got to pay for it. They're not going to give the cars away, right?
Right.
So we don't do that. So anyway. All right, folks. We're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We're talking more automotive stuff when we return right after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us back here as we're talking about cars, just talking about the tariffs going into place on these and what it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Run out and buy a new car now. Do it now. Do it while you can. No, I'm just kidding you. I love my truck. My truck's already 5 years old. It's so hard to believe, man. Time just flies by, right? So all good stuff as far as that goes. All right. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 32 years. Time does fly. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 12 years now. And West Kearny Mesa Automotive and Transmission, right 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks there in central San Diego for over 8 years now. Boy, time does fly, Brennan. You're all right. West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle over there. AAA approved, STAR certified, taking care of folks here in the Golden Triangle for over 6 years now. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, up there on the coast, taking care of folks for almost 2 years now. Yeah, it's be 2 years here in a couple days, so all good stuff. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people, always talking about how you should take care of your car and how we can help you. That's why we bring you Auto Talk Radio. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced and repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. On approved credit, of course. But what a great card to have. We have so many clients that have this card and use it. Man, it gives you 6 months anytime you have an issue with your vehicle to figure out, it's the same as cash. So it's a good way to go. Good deal. You can also jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment and get in. Take advantage of our vehicle diagnosis. I don't care if you have an overheat problem, check engine light, drivability, pull, noise, thump, whatever. The best money you will ever spend is money you spend on having your vehicle diagnosed properly by a qualified technician. It will save you thousands of dollars in a lifetime from preventing unwanted parts replacement or parts just being thrown at a vehicle. Not a good way to fix a car. Guessing is not what we do. So, get your vehicle in and our certified master technicians will diagnose your vehicle and prevent unwanted parts replacement for sure, and get down to it. A lot of times we're just dealing with a single point repair, so it just depends, but we're always here to get it taken care of for sure. So let's get your vehicle in, westautomotivegroup.com. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, so if you need a ride, got to drop your vehicle off, whatever it may be, we're here to help. So anyway, good stuff. You can also jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. We send out little tips and tweets and things like that on all three of those platforms. So make sure and give us a follow, and we'll send you some info. You can also click on the Automan segments from the website, where we'll take you to where we put all my Automan segments on our YouTube channel, which are broadcast on regular TV on Fox 5 News on Wednesday mornings, late morning news, and then the CW on early morning and evening news for the CW, where I'm the Auto Man. So you can get all those things there for sure. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But today we're talking about counterfeit parts.
By the way, Brian, I just want to congratulate you. Almost 1.7 million views on all of your videos.
That's good,
insane.
Huh?
You have nearly 500 videos. You're getting close to it very quickly, and you have nearly 1.7 million views. That's amazing. So congratulations on
all. I'm more popular than some YouTubers, huh?
Yeah, you're more might be more popular than Dave.
I'm way more popular than Dave.
I have to look that up. I don't know for sure. Yeah, I think
does Dave have videos?
He does.
Oh, his TV, his Channel 9 stuff that he does.
KUSI stuff. Yeah. I'll double check what his view count is at.
Gotcha.
But I want to say for sure. I think you have a little bit more views than him. But
yep. Well, the other thing is, I do a little different thing than he does. I repair cars. Dave just drives cars and tells you how nice all the features on the new cars are.
It's true. He's got about 2,100 videos, and he's also got about 700,000 views. So he's doing pretty good for himself too. There,
he's got more videos than I got.
That's for sure.
But those are all the newscasts. If yes. I had all the segments from back when I did Auto Talk Live in the back lot of Channel 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I started when Channel 6 was actually Fox
mm-hmm.
6. And all of those were live with a newscaster.
If you could find the tapes, maybe.
Yeah,
you might be able
I don't
to.
Know where they are. It'd be hard to do, probably. Trying to think back. I still have my badge because I had a TV station badge to get me in and out.
Yeah, you still have your badge for Fox 6.
I do.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I kept it when they went out of business.
Yeah.
Because it became the CW and I still did it for them for years. But it's probably been, see, when I started this, let me think back, man. It's got to be at least 20 years now, getting close to, that I've been doing the Auto Man stuff for the news. So, long time. But I should have kept all those too. But nobody didn't really think of it. And back when I started, there wasn't a thing as a YouTube channel.
Sure.
I don't think. So, you know, maybe there was. But if so, it wasn't like it is now. I can tell you that. Sure have gone in that direction. So 1.7 million views, huh?
Yeah, you're getting close to 1.7.
I'm feeling very special today.
Good job. Good job.
Well, thank you for bringing that up to me. I did not know that. I hadn't checked in a long time. So,
Do you want me to go over some car shows super quick and then we'll get back into our topic?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
First one is up in Laverne. I want to quickly mention it's the Bonita High School Auto Shop Car Show. This is to benefit the Bonita High School Automotive Technology Program. It is today from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So those who are in the Northern County and want to make about a little over hour travel to for a good cause, you can check that out. If you want one that's a little bit closer, the Jordan Family Care Classic Car Show Cars in Hot Rod Haven. It's a grand opening car show, and the proceeds are going to be helping fire victims as today from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Uh-huh. And that's going to be in Santa Ana at the Jordan Family Care Family Classic Car building over there in Santa Ana. Next one, this one's going to be more San Diego-like here. The Deer Park Winery and Auto Museum. I don't know if you've been there before. It is beautiful really cool cars.
Very
in there.
Cool.
Yes. They're having the early Ford and Hot Rod parts swap meet there. And that's going to be March 22nd, or I guess today, I should say, at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And again, it's for a good cause, obviously, because it's for the museum. All the admissions are going to be actually donations to the museum. So go check that out. And then last one I have for you is the West Coast International Car and Bike Show. That is today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And this is actually a good cause because they are going to be raising money for the local, not Humane Society, but it's a... similar to that. It's for pets specifically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Raise money for to get pets adopted.
Yeah, but I forgot. It says for the El Cajon local dog facility, but I'm trying to remember what that one was called. I don't want to say it's the San Diego Humane Society, but they have multiple branches there, and I know the one they're talking about too. So very, very cool. And they also have some puppies that are up for adoption there too. So if you want to go check that out. And that is located in El Cajon, specifically 621 El Cajon Boulevard in El Cajon, at the El Patron Harley Davidson. So
there you go.
Very good causes. A lot of cool car shows. Go check those out for sure.
Very cool. Very cool.
Moving on to counterfeit parts.
That's what we're doing now.
Yeah. Yep. But in this case, this guy said, I tried ordering AC Delco Pro TREs from Amazon. And when I received it, it turned out that his original part, it's much bigger than the part that was sent to him specifically.
Yeah, doesn't fit.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, application can be a problem also. But in a lot of this we're talking about, that's a good point, because it's internet purchase stuff.
Yes. Yeah,
if you go to like, if you're a do-it-yourself and you go to like O'Reilly's or Napa and you walk into the store, they don't sell this stuff. They don't sell the counterfeit stuff. They're very careful about what they have.
Would you also say AutoZone, I think?
Out of business, so I won't say
them.
Oh,
man. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Them and the other people that closed up
Advanced Auto Parts.
Advanced Auto Parts, yeah. I think Maybe I shouldn't say AutoZone's going out of business. I don't know. They're not real high quality.
I know that they are closing a few facilities.
Okay. So Advance closed all their door facility, their customer walk-in facilities.
So they're going to focus on the online market?
No.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're focusing on the wholesale market. So they have warehouses, but people that we order from, Worldpack and that, which carry good quality parts, they're only for the professional. You can't walk in and buy parts there.
I understand that.
So there are no civilians. It'll be all for us peoples.
Yeah. Going back to that LC Delco thing, a person commented underneath saying, anything that says LC Delco Professional or Gold is aftermarket Chinese. Mm-hmm. Anything that says original equipment or comes in a blue box that says LC Delco is worth getting.
AC Delco, not LC Delco.
I know. I spoke really, really fast there, so I can quickly say that too. So, he also mentions, it's been years since I actually ordered from Amazon or even eBay, but he called it Fleabay. Basically it's like a flea market.
And a lot of stuff on eBay is used. So, I mean, you can source parts from a lot of places, and what it just comes down to, and one of the things we're talking about here with counterfeit parts, is make sure you know what you're getting, you know, because I'm going to tell you, some of this stuff is dangerous. So, but here's what they say about that. A2C2 has identified three factors contributing to the proliferation of counterfeit auto parts online. Online marketplaces have taken a hands-off approach to the third-party products sold. Kind of like Amazon, you can sell junk on there, you know, if you want to. And I don't know how well it's policed, you know, so.
I doubt it's policed in the first place, too. I mean, there's so much on Amazon that it's kind of hard for even themselves to try to nitpick and say, okay, this can't be on sale, this can't, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so the hands-off approach to the third-party products sold through their platforms have created a system with little to no verification of sellers or products or their supply chains. In addition, counterfeiters thrive by taking advantage of the lack of consumer safety laws and regulations pertaining to e-commerce, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
So airbags with airbags in them that they sell, things like that. The burden of policing third-party sellers has been disproportionately placed on the brand owners and consumers. Once again, you better know what you're getting, right? But here's the deal with that. We're very careful what we buy. We don't buy parts online when we're fixing your car. There's too much liability.
You go specifically for the dealers or OEMs.
OEM stuff and straight through well-known suppliers that we buy from. Yeah. So we don't want to put your brake pads on and have them turn to brake dust and catch on fire.
Definitely not.
Yeah. We've seen brake pads on cars that have come from like, oh, I got those brake pads. They were $12. Yeah, I bet they were. Well, they're made out of sawdust, so they're going to catch on fire shortly. And not good stopping power and danger for you and your family. Several solutions have been proposed to underlying message that online marketplaces must be held accountable for policies and products offered on their platform and the sellers offering those products. These solutions align with the Department of Homeland Security's January 2020 report. Online marketplaces should implement industry practices to validate the authenticity of products offered on the site, just as traditional brick and mortar stores have done. So that's when they say traditional brick and mortar, we're talking about like the O'Reilly's you walk into, the Napa, them. So as far as that goes. Law enforcement, brand owners, online marketplaces must collaborate to identify and track counterfeiters, consumer education, both before. Yeah, because these fake parts or counterfeit parts mess up the market, obviously. You're going to end up buying our good one eventually, but how many of these bad ones are you going to go through first? So, would you like some sawdust brake pads?
I personally wouldn't, but thank you for the offer, though.
Oh, well, I'm always here to help, you know. That's my job. So, good stuff. Yeah, no, and you need to be really, know what you're getting, because they can falsify this stuff on the internet, obviously, just like the guy. I've seen stuff say, like, OEM, you order it, it shows up, and it's, like, not even what it's supposed to be. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
been down that way. I know you talked about wholesalers just a little bit earlier. Wholesaler closeouts, are they usually scammy-ish, or are they?
It depends on where they came from. I mean, like Advanced Auto Parts was closing all their stores. They were selling parts cheap.
Yeah.
They're, you know, sometimes like one of my technicians, like I got quality brake pads. I think he went and got Centric brake pads, which are good brake pads.
Because this guy is
he got them for a dollar because they're just selling everything they can.
Yeah, this guy was talking about he has a 66 Chrysler. He saw exhaust gaskets for his car that were just 70 cents. So he ordered 20 of them and he actually received 10 packets of them. So he's got more than enough for sure.
Now he wouldn't need to sell some exhaust gaskets.
Exact for specifically those old Chrysler.
Yeah, but he got 21 of them for 70 cents each per packet.
Yeah.
I didn't spend a whole lot of money. He's under $20.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he's being hurt here.
No. But he's like, not only is this entertaining, but I get higher quality parts by shopping at these wholesaler closeouts. So I would suggest them. And I'm like, that seems a little too vague though. And you just got lucky too on that part too, possibly. So.
Yeah. And so some of this stuff, so like in Sacramento, they did a buy of airbag covers being sold online and confirmed they were counterfeit.
Yeah.
The Buffalo, New York airbags being counterfeit. Counterfeit in Georgia, counterfeit hubcaps. Now, you might think that's kind of like a knockoff Chanel bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it does hurt the market. That's not so much a safety deal, but you know. Target installed caps on non-OEM, original equipment manufacturer wheels, and sold them as genuine wheels. Well, there's where the consumer's being hurt. Mm-hmm. They're selling the wheels. And these wheels sometimes, they have seized approximately 4,000 center caps, 1,300 wheels, and 1,000 counterfeit labels. Investigations revealed more than $11 million in sales. The Target pled guilty to trafficking in counterfeit goods. $11 million in sales. So there's a lot of that stuff out there floating around, and people are buying it, right?
Yep.
You got to be very careful about that.
There was one that was just around 2024 here. It says here that the Federal Trade Commission recently went on record to state that approximately $3 billion in fake automotive parts entered or were produced in the this country alone. And each year, it translates to the loss of 210,000 U.S. jobs because of that as well. So not only is it affecting specifically people that are driving, but it's also affecting the auto industry as well because people are spending their money elsewhere on parts that aren't even good quality and on top of that are just hurting the U.S. economy for themselves. So
correct. And these online marketplaces have created, you know, that's why we need rules to control this, because that just like with everything else, you know, technology has moved so quickly with this that you can buy anything you want pretty much off the internet. But you don't know that what they're saying it is what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you run into this. And so just you're talking about jobs and stuff. You're right. So 200,000 jobs lost because of people buying this crap. And then there's also the danger to you and your family and everybody else out there for half of it putting it on your car, right?
Right.
So not good stuff as far as that goes. You got to be very careful about it.
Here's another one, too. In Metro Detroit, there were some people that were arrested. Then they were selling counterfeit airbags out of their trunk of their cars, for goodness sake. So that's another one right
there.
Well,
and that's a really dangerous thing because you get airbags, you get in an accident thinking you have an airbag in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it doesn't deploy and somebody ends up getting hurt really bad or even killed. Not a great thing.
Mercedes-Benz has announced that 1.6 million counterfeit parts were seized last year, which raises it up by 20%. So,
wow.
Mercedes-Benz counterfeit parts are just insane too, and that's the whole year 2024. So
that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot. So anyway, all right, folks, we're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Before we get going here again on this last part of the segment, I'd like to say that Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. Number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get an appointment on there and we'll get you in and get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, that means any other need. They have batteries for everything. You can check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive, Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every single need. Good stuff. All right, there we go. We're doing it, Brendan.
Yes, we are.
We're talking about counterfeit parts. Some of the things they need to do and they're working on, improve seller verification to eliminate falsified data. Automakers have direct supply chains and can demonstrate that they sell their genuine parts through authorized dealers and channels, which can be easily verified, which is what we do, and identified for consumer. A2C2 proposes the marketplace improves the vetting of sellers, suppliers, and products, which is true. Going to have to figure out a way to do that to prevent these people from trying to sell fake parts all
yeah.
the time.
And keep in mind, too, this is not just an American issue.
Oh, but no, this is a worldwide issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, England's having this issue. Recently in Germany, they just had a raid. I think it was either just a couple days ago in Germany, and they uncovered a large-scale distribution of illegal auto parts manufacturing uh-huh. inside one unit area. So this is this is not Germany. It's in India specifically. So again, this is an international thing. You'll find this everywhere. So and it's a shame because the sooner that we can find these people that are doing it, you know, the better. But obviously, it's so hard to find them in the first place.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. So and you know they're always trying to track them down. But the big concern and the big problem with a lot of this stuff is the safety items.
Yes,
I mean when you start talking about counterfeit airbags that don't have airbags in them, or you start talking about brake pads that are made of sawdust, you know, and these different items. There's so many things that are made outside. I mean, everything from windshield glass. Now, you might think the windshield glass isn't really important, but what's important about that? The wrong kind of glass or the wrong kind of specification of glass for the windshield affects the structural meaning of the roof of the vehicle, which in an accident is extremely important. If you make the roof weaker and it crushes easier, then, you know, so believe it or not, the glass isn't just glass. There's other things for it. We talked about airbags, body parts and structural parts, you know, doors, things like that. Super flimsy. They you know, as far as that goes, you can end up with you get hit, a side hit or something, you know, damage done to you or death even. Headlights and taillights make it harder to see if they're junk and they fall off the car or whatever. Here's one that, once again, that, you know, we were talking about hubcaps. Hubcaps, wheels are, I'm not so worried about the hubcaps, but even though they shouldn't be doing it, but wheels, you know, can fail. A wheel fails on a car while driving it at high speed. That's very bad, dangerous. Grills, probably not the biggest deal, but still fake stuff, you know, mm-hmm. as far as that goes. Engine and drivetrain components that could leave you stranded. Of course, we talked about brakes, you know, and then, of course, suspension components. So, and these all across all manufacturers are being made in false ways, you know.
Yeah, and you know what the scary part too is that some of these like counterfeit parts that you'll see online, they look just the packaging too and everything. It'll just look like an OEM.
Oh, and the airbags look perfect, but when they look inside of them, instead of the mechanisms that allow proper airbag deployment, a rag covered with silicone putty was discovered inside the counterfeit airbag assembly. Sometimes, or nothing. Counterfeit parts are not made to the specifications of the original manufacturer. are not subject to quality control tests, and are not engineered to perform as originally designed. And in most tragic cases, their use results in catastrophic failures, which is super dangerous, you know. A wheel separates at 75 mile an hour. Airbag, you know, in a collision doesn't operate.
Yeah.
Things like that. So brake pads that are made out of sawdust that shear and the brake pedal goes to the floor and you crash. There's all kinds of things that can happen. And we don't like any of them, do we?
No, definitely not.
So, yeah. If you check this out, there's a ton of pictures. Just back in May, a raid in China led to a seizure of 163,000 counterfeit airbag parts, demonstrating the substantial capacity of counterfeit operations. 163,000 airbag fake parts. They were putting these things together.
Ridiculous.
Without the right stuff in them. And the airbags aren't cheap. So, I mean, that's part of it, you know. So, you find these cheap ones, but and it comes down to the high global demand for automotive parts makes them an extremely attractive target for counterfeiters who are unconcerned with quality, durability, regulations, or safety. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So as far as that goes. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. You got to be very, very careful. So I guess just paying attention to where and how you're getting these parts, if you're going to do things yourself. If you come to quality facilities like the West Automotive Group, we source parts from known vendors, and we know the quality, and they don't buy any bad quality components. We don't have to worry about this online stuff. So
yeah,
you just have to be really careful. I mean, you really do.
I mean, there was one that was on that got viral here. This guy brought in his 2018 Chevy Silverado. It was 4.3 liter and a 6380 transmission. And he was mentioning how his transmission was continuously overheating, and he already put a bypass valve in it, apparently. And apparently it was just a really small screw that was with it. He said late engagement, erratic shifting, 35R clutch was fried, PR valve was completely worn, and then you got an oversized PR valve in it too as well. This guy was continuously buying parts off of Amazon specifically over and over. And because of all those purchases, even though he spent a little amount of money on the parts specifically, it turned out to be a more expensive repair because of that situation too. So again, you really, really have to do your due diligence and your research into this situation if you're going to be purchasing parts on your own. So really, really get into the research. Otherwise, like you said earlier just now, take it to a qualified technician at a qualified facility just like yours, and they'll fix it up correctly for you. Whatever.
With quality known parts.
Exactly. Yeah, yes.
So it's super important. There's just no question about it. So I can't.
Didn't you tell me there was like counterfeit like seat belts too?
Seat belt tensioners, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. There's just all kinds
ridiculous
of stuff.
Ridiculous. So, yeah. And again, it's a shame that recently, again, the FTC announced that it was an increase in those.
Oh, and purchases. It's going to continue to increase because these folks see a revenue stream,
yes,
you know, and they're making all this junk. And they're selling it. Well, when you don't make it to specifications, you can make it pretty cheap. And then you sell it just a few dollars under what a real one cost you. And so you're getting junk and your safety's in question and not a good way to go.
No, definitely not.
Not a good way to go at all. So you want to be very careful once again. And if you're going to source parts yourself, try to look. You know, it's a prime example. You can actually figure this out, though, through yourself. Prime example, there's juice that I like to buy.
Yeah.
The grocery store, I don't like to get it through there. So, but I found through Amazon, I can buy this juice, but I buy it directly from the juice place. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
yes.
I know exactly what I'm getting. You know, it's not through a reseller like somebody that buys the juice and then resells it.
Yeah.
I draw it right from the company that makes the juice. So anyway, it's an antioxidant juice. It's great. Have a little cup every morning.
Yeah. I would also, one thing you definitely have to be careful of too is going into the comments section and seeing reviews, because a lot of those can be fake profiles made by the company themselves. So
absolutely,
just in case, be careful. Don't just rely on, oh, well, this had a 4.5 out of 5 review, so that's okay for me to purchase. Keep in mind, some of those reviews might be fake too. So again, really, really do more than just, oh, read the comments or reviews. Go and do even more research. research and go more depth.
One of the things they state here, the increase in false reviews. False reviews are becoming more prevalent, giving the ability of sellers to connect with individuals and offer them free products or other benefits for posting positive reviews or being fake done by the company.
Yeah.
Advances in 3D printing and similar technology are allowing easily to replicate parts that are that, and it's exorbitating counterfeit production for sure. And everything is drop shipped now, makes it easy for them to get it to you at low cost, you know, but it's junk. You don't want it on your vehicle. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. New laws are creating hurdles and restricting the ability of e-commerce platforms to share counterfeiters' information with rights holders. So data privacy laws. So which works in the benefit of these counterfeit people, which is not good.
No.
As far as that goes. So anyway. All right, man. Hey, this show flew by. Hopefully we brought you a lot of great information as far as for counterfeit auto parts. If you have any questions, you can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. If you have show ideas or you wanted me to discuss something, or always you can call me when we're here live, you know. So happy to speak to you about anything automotive related, and that's what I'm here to help with. You got anything last to offer, Brendan, before we call it a day?
Just as usual, leave the rubber side down, shiny side up. I obviously need some coffee with you too, Brian. Yeah.
Rubber.
I can't speak.
Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Leave the rubber.
I'm gonna
side
go
down.
Ahead and just head over to the coffee shop across the street.
You need to get a little coffee. Keep your morning going.
Yeah,
San Diego and everybody else out there, man. We appreciate you joining us and everybody being part of Auto Talk Radio and listening in. We love what we do and we like talking cars. That's for sure. So. We do thank you when you join, and we thank you that you turn on your radio every Saturday morning and grab your cup of coffee like Brendan needs and listen well. So make sure and tune in next week as we'll be back here live doing our thing. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll catch you next Saturday.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.